It's the 10th, right?
10 years.
It was 2005.
Yeah.
In fact, we just, what did we just... I thought it was 2007, but
no.
Then we saw it the other day in print. It was 2005. And I was telling the story that last night, I don't know why I came to it, but I had to do some work. I had to go down into the basement of this house, and there was something, I had to get my tools or something, and there was a box laying down there of parts, just a box of stuff. And on the top of it, caught my eye, was this little cassette. And then it said, Dolat and Stota, handwritten. And I looked at it, and I paused. It was this moment in time where you pause and go, wow. And you, and then, I was thinking about asking one of the
this
girls.
This was after the fact. This was 2006.
This was after group.
Saw the tape.
I think it was after group passed. Actually, it was after group passed. And then I would pause, and I was going to ask Pari or something like, "What's going to happen with this?" But I never did. You know, I thought, just let be. So I left it there. So somewhere out there. But it was pretty neat seeing it. A little cassette.
But 10 years ago, it was Dolat's birthday, July 16th. And Guru asked that you please wait to honor Dolat's birthday a day because he wanted to celebrate Shivaram. Shivaram, born July 4th. But Gur had said, whenever you come to New York, I will celebrate your birthday. So that particular year, that particular year, 1995, or 2005, Shivaram's birthday was celebrated on your birthday, July 16th.
Right.
And then the following day, Gur called you up for meditation and celebrated your birthday.
Was it at a function or at the house?
At the house.
The house.
And then after... Guru meditated on Dolat, and then he would just, with a glance, indicate, I would come up and he'd meditate on the two together, and then two of us together, and then it was an amazing meditation, and then Guru started humming slightly.
He said, he kind of indicated stay, because I was like going to...
Wordlessly.
Yeah, stay.
And Guru started humming, and then he was seated in his chair in the house. And then he started singing this song that had both our names and singing it.
I didn't know what was going on. Honestly, didn't know what was going on because he was, you know how Guru will sing it under without really enunciating it at first. He was going, and then I thought, wow, what's happening?
So,
but then he started singing it. Yeah, it was really beautiful.
And then those who were present were joining in, and Guru changed it slightly. I remember the one part, it ended up going very high in notes. Originally it was different, and then he brought it up.
Yeah, that was quite amazing. It was 10 years ago today.
Do you want to try it?
Oh, definitely. We sing it every morning.
Yeah, we do, actually. Yeah, sure.
Honor. Dolat Stota Stota Dolat Dolat Stota Dolat Shati Shati Chale Ashimer Pate Ekabino Manarat Dolat Stota Stota Dolat Dolat Stota Dolat Shate Shate Chale Ashime Pate Ekabino Manarat.
That's it.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
When you sing that song now, and after 10 years, every morning, what do you feel when you sing it in the morning?
It's all Guru.
Yeah,
it's all Guru in the heart,
it's
and joy. And
yeah.
And it's inspiring because we don't know the literal translation, but something to the effect of together, together, always together on eternity's road.
Something like that.
What a beautiful chariot, or what a beautiful thing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, what gave us, I think, after singing it for so many years, it can almost become rote at sometimes, you know? But anyways, when we heard the Kailash group sing it, wow. It was amazing, and then I spoke to Major last night about it. I said, that was an incredible performance of that song. And he said, wow, we had so much enthusiasm for it. We were all looking forward to doing that song. And that's how it sounded. Like, they were just like, couldn't wait. It sounded like they couldn't wait to sing it. And it just like, it was really amazing. It was great.
One last little question. You've been coming here every year. You've just had a birthday. And hanging out here at the race, it's a really cool spot to be. I just wanted to ask you if you had any feelings about what you get when you're here with the runners and helpers and in the spirit of being here.
Well, I get, number one, I get so much inspiration and also joy and just, you feel Guru's compassion and light, and I'm just amazed and astounded at their accomplishment, because seriously, I couldn't draft any one of these people if I took off with one of them now, so I'm very inspired.
Yeah, same, except I feel that Guru's showing us that transcendence is in the everyday. It's right in our life right now, every day. You see these runners, and you can't see in a moment all that they're going through and the effort they're putting out. But over a long period of time, you start getting the feeling of what it takes, of constant dedication to transcend. You know, but it's a very beautiful inspiration. That.
Thank you.